Shrubsall first came to public notice in 1988 when he beat his mother to death with a baseball bat the night before he was to be the valedictorian for his LaSalle High School class. His criminal record continued with sexual abuse on an underage woman. He fled to Canada to escape that case, and a decade later was caught for a series of violent attacks on women and served a long prison term. He came back and faced sentence in the earlier case and will serve up to 7 years for that and six more for bail jumping after yesterday's sentencing. D.A. Carolyn Watasek says people in Niagara County remember this case.
There are certain cases that really, certainly from the district attorney's office perspective, that really stand above most, and this is one of those cases for certain.
To make sure of that, Watasek is assembling a file of Ethan Simon Templer McLeod so that when he finishes his prison time, the state attorney general's office can seek civil confinement to ensure what the DA calls a manipulative and violent man stays locked up, potentially for the rest of his life. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.